I'm talking to Michael Oliphant, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about our latest report, Police Reform. Michael, could you just outline what the report's about?
Our audit looked at the planning and early implementation of the new arrangements for police services in Scotland. From the 1st of April 2013, the eight regional forces, the Scottish Crime and Drug Enforcement Agency and the Scottish Police Services Authority were merged into two new bodies, the Scottish Police Authority and the Police Service of Scotland, or Police Scotland as it's more commonly known.
And what have you found?
The creation of Scotland's single police service was one of the biggest and most complex reforms in the Scottish public sector since devolution. Police Scotland kept frontline operations running throughout this period. While much was achieved during the transition period, planning the move to a single police service was hampered by poor information, a lack of clarity about roles and responsibilities, and difficult relationships between the Scottish Government, the Scottish Police Authority and Police Scotland. Police reform is expected to save £1.1 billion by the year 2026, but it's not yet clear how this will be achieved, and Police Scotland and the Scottish Police Authority urgently need to agree a financial strategy with detailed savings plans. The Scottish Government, Police Scotland and the Scottish Police Authority need to agree how to monitor and report on whether the reforms are achieving their intended benefits and also how to report on police performance.
Could you just expand on what some of the problems in the planning stage were and what the impact of those has been?
Planning for reform has been affected by poor baseline information, in particular financial information. It's also been affected by different interpretations over what the SPA's statutory role to maintain the police service meant in practice, and the Scottish Government's changing position over how the Scottish Police Authority should fulfil its responsibilities. All these contributed to poor working relationships between the Scottish Government, the Scottish Police Authority and Police Scotland. There have been significant changes to governance arrangements. The Scottish Police Authority initially agreed to deliver support services directly, such as human resources and finance, but they have now revised their role to concentrate on policy, performance and scrutiny, and only to directly deliver support services that they are required to by the legislation. The changes in governance arrangements and the lack of baseline information delayed the development of important strategies to inform decisions about savings, in particular on finance, but also, for example, on estates and workforce.
Okay, looking at the £1.1 billion in savings that this restructure is expected to achieve, in your report, can I just clarify whether you are saying that this won't be achieved or you're saying that it could be achieved, but it's going to be difficult to do that?
We identify a number of challenges to the Scottish Police Authority and Police Scotland in achieving the savings. These include the lack of flexibility in managing staff numbers, including the Scottish Government's commitment to maintain 17,234 police officers and their commitment to no compulsory redundancies. They also include the difficulties in getting good information on non-operational areas and delays in agreeing strategies and savings plans. We did not review the police service's ability to deliver the savings, and it's too early to be able to form a judgment on progress against the target. However, we're clear that the Scottish Police Authority and Police Scotland urgently need to agree a financial strategy to identify how they're going to achieve the savings.
And what do you want to see happen now?
We make a number of recommendations in our report. The key ones are the Police Scotland and the Scottish Police Authority urgently need to finalise and agree a financial strategy with detailed savings plans to show how they will make the expected £1.1 billion in savings, and then take joint responsibility for delivering those plans. The Scottish Government, Police Scotland and the Scottish Police Authority need to agree how to monitor and report on whether the reforms are achieving their intended benefits, and also agree how to report on police performance. The three parties also need to work effectively together and agree their respective roles and responsibilities for the governance and delivery of policing in Scotland.